Babylon Run, a science fiction serial for radio written by Steve Gallagher. Episode 3. Babylon lied, and Willis found it out. But the knowledge has come too late. Kyle and Kane are somewhere in the empty hotel, and they're waiting. Waiting out of time they don't have. Waiting for Taya and Scortia to follow them for the circuit wafers from the Sparta's control desk. Waiting to pick them off, and then claim the Sparta as their own. But Babylon can never be trusted. Babylon has lied again.
You find them?
Not exactly. I know where they went.
So why are you here?
I couldn't follow. And they're somewhere on the other side of that wall.
In the unmarked zone?
They went into one of the sunrise suites and then rode out in a little service car. They must have spotted the cameras on them or something. Anyway, I tried to follow it down, but the car was jammed in the shaft and there wasn't room to squeeze through. I tried.
Try this instead. I was right about those corridor walls. They're designed to slide. I found the control circuits, but I don't know what to do next.
What about Scortier and the girl?
Open up the wall and we can walk straight to them. Can't be difficult. It only took Willis a couple of seconds to get us all out of the dock.
That was the dock. This doesn't look like such cheap engineering. You know, we've only
There's
got
plenty
a few
of time for what we need. And I want to know what the Hotel Babylon's been hiding.
And what's this part?
Probably the armory. Backup for the barracks we saw back there. Every man's personal weapons kit laid out ready for him to use.
But why?
I don't know. But I can guess. By keeping a hidden military installation out here in the middle of no man's land, one side or the other must be cheating on the convention.
Can you tell which side?
Ours, by the look of it. You know, I recognize some of these pieces. This one. Heat-seeking pistol with laser override. I don't know what that one's for. Must have been developed since I did my service. This piece looks like a modification of the old sticky web grenade. I wonder if the pistol's carrying a charge.
Since you did your service? What service is that?
Don't they have the draft on Vegas?
Not that you'd notice. But then there's nothing you could call a permanent population. Apart from the visitors, everybody else is just stopping over on the way down.
They pulled me when I was 17. And kept me till I was 25. Move around behind me. I'm going to try this out.
Where did they send you?
Clearance detail. It was back when they were choosing the buffer systems to keep the two blocks apart. Any settled planets in those systems had to be depopulated. They weren't given any choice in the matter, and of course they weren't too keen. So we mostly had to work by force. Let's see how Kyle likes the sting of that.
If people didn't want to go, how could you force them? A whole planet?
It was easy. Dump poison in the seas and strip all the green out of the forests. It wasn't fast, but it was faster than anything else.
You just killed them all?
They had 10 years to get themselves to the transports for relocation. After that, we'd move on.
I can't believe it.
It happened. Still happening.
I don't mean that. I mean you. I can't imagine you being part of something so... so cool and merciless, and then talking about it as if it meant nothing to you.
If I'm honest, it doesn't. I try to feel guilty of it. I try to feel sad about it, but there's nothing there. It was one long party on a backwater planet, spraying the seas and zapping the forests like they were score targets on a TV game.
Gee.
That's what war technology does for you. I mean, look at this. I squeeze a trigger, maybe quarter of an inch, and with one shot, I can ruin a man's kit and scatter it all over the armor. Now, I know I made that happen. Intellectually, there's no argument. But no way can I feel I'm responsible. There's just too much of a gap between that little squeeze and the big bang.
Yeah.
Look, I'm just a spectator at the mess. One of the crowd watching a place burning down.
Oh, wasn't there danger?
Oh, sure there was danger. Guerrilla bands, resistance people hiding out in the cities. Some of my friends even got killed. One of them blasted out of a skidder right next to me. But when you're on this big, destructive high all the time, the fear just gets drawn in and added to all the sick energy you're burning. When I came out of it all, I was 25. And out on the market with no qualifications and no real feeling for anything other than burning up planets and blasting people who said no. So I've wandered into the Commercial Space Service. And here I am.
I can't take this in. I love this picture of you as the easygoing type who's kind to dumb animals and always sees both sides of an argument.
It's true. That's me. Good old Scott. Liked by everybody. And used by most of them.
Yeah, and a killer.
Only part-time. I was mainly a skidder pilot.
Let's walk, killer. I'll need time to get used to this.
Cybernetic backups and powered units.
Well, we don't need to be any nearer finding our way back into the hotel.
No, I've only got a pretty dim sense of where we are. I think we're on about the same level as the docking areas, but I can't be sure.
Somebody's watching us.
What?
Honest to God, Scott, when we passed that last row, I saw somebody standing there.
Come on.
I don't know.
Get into the shadows. I'll take a look.
Score.
What?
Nothing.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say be careful, but it sounded pretty stupid under the circumstances.
It may be nothing. Just give me a minute. On second thoughts, don't bother holding your breath. Come and take a look.
Did I make a mistake?
An understandable one. This is what you saw.
What is it? Some kind of powered suit.
7 feet tall and stacked like a tin gorilla. We used to call them desperation duds. I think the real name's something like Combat Clinical Support Unit.
What does it do?
Well, basically, you stuff a wounded man in there and it keeps him alive and fighting.
What?
Pumps him up with drugs to keep his mind clear. Takes over any functions he can't keep going himself and gives him the powered mobility to get back into the rough stuff. Yeah, just in case you ever got the idea that being half-killed excused you in any way.
What's it doing out here? Looks like it decided to take a walk.
Unfortunately, there's nobody we can ask. Let's go.
Right.
Conference rooms. Maybe we can find a map or a diagram to show us the way back.
Less than 9 hours, Scort.
I know. And if we don't find Kyle and those programming wafers, we're going to be dipped in it.
Hey, were you using this one just before the place was cleared?
See anything useful?
Voila! What's the big diagram?
Sector map. Take a look through the papers on the table.
All of them?
Just one set. The others will be duplicates. I'll see if there's anything useful to be got from the information point. Hopefully it's on a different program to the one in the Sunrise Suite.
Yeah, the papers are nothing. Can't understand what most of them are about.
I'm getting something over here. Oh.
What's wrong?
Well, for a couple of seconds, I had a plan of the asteroid. All the levels, including the armory. And then it just wiped.
Did you touch something accidentally?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Perverse bloody hotel. Well, it was on long enough for me to get a vague idea of where we are anyway.
Enough to get us back?
It looks like some of the walls on certain levels are supposed to slide back. Make the military base and the hotel into a single complex.
Right under the enemy's nose.
Yeah. That's probably why they abandoned the place without attempting to clear it. Much better to lose all the gear than to let it be known it was ever here. Wham, bang, evidence nil. No chance of provoking another flare-up.
Not much chance of anybody getting off at this rate either. Come on. Kyle's waiting. Somewhere.
I'm still watching you, Sarrett.
I'm sure you are.
So take your hands out of your pockets and put them back on your knees.
Come on, Captain. Where's the harm in that?
Try it again and you'll find out. On your knees.
Hope you're just as handy with that burner when Kyle gets back. Think you'll be able to watch us both?
Maybe not. In which case, I'll weigh up your past performance and decide whether or not to put you out of action before the trouble starts.
Big talk.
Oh, you're a moral weed, Sarah. Kyle obviously doesn't trust you. You'd be with him now. And I'll certainly never trust you again. If it comes to be necessary, I'll just unzip you somewhere soft and leave you to bleed.
If you can stay upright so long.
What?
Legs still giving you trouble. Bet you'd just love to lie back and sleep it all away. Those painkillers just make you want to float, don't they?
Hands, Sarah. Back on the knees.
Sorry. Listen, if you, if you find you're getting tired, you can always give the burner to Kitty Vale.
What's so funny?
Sarah thinks it's smart to mess around when he's in trouble.
Little discomfort, that's all. I can stick sitting here with my hands on my knees for a couple of hours.
A couple of hours? And what happens then?
Kyle gets back and cleans up. The Sparta can't go anywhere without him.
Just what does he think he's going to get out of all this?
The Sparta. At least that was the original idea. We had lots of little tricks lined up. Ways of making you look inefficient or just plain dumb. Then when you were put out to grass and the agents promoted Kyle in your place...
Wait a minute. What makes you think Kyle would automatically get the job?
Because Scortier's too soft. That's why he hasn't got a chance in hell up there in the Babylon. This is a big opportunity for us. Even if it isn't the way we expected to be playing it. We lose you, and we get the Sparta. And Kitty Vale's money to go with it. We are set up for any racket we feel like. And we've got the capital to launch it.
Better not rely on that.
Whistle in the dark if you like.
He's right. You're a spacer. You've seen the condition of the ship. It'll be all we can do to get out of danger if we get the wafers back. The agents won't repair her, they'll scrap her. And your grasping little gang will be scattered out amongst the rest of the fleet.
With what Kitty Vale's carrying, we can set ourselves up. We won't need the agents.
How much do you think I'm carrying?
In that little bag you're always hugging? Enough. High currency crystals don't take up much room.
You want to see it?
Why not? Doesn't hurt to see the goods before you carry them off.
Make you feel better?
Is that all of it?
Enough to pay off the charter. Nothing more.
You're lying.
Why should I lie?
It's a trick.
No trick, sir. I've known about Kitty Vale ever since we took off.
It's not true. You're loaded.
Only in your little fantasy.
Oh, no. That girl wouldn't trail around with a destitute sugar daddy.
She isn't trailing around with me at all. As soon as we reached Porphyria, we were going to divide whatever was left and go our own ways. We simply needed each other to cheat the casino and get off Vegas, that's all.
But why?
Because it was a rich man's planet, and neither of us was rich. We could only ever afford the worst of everything, the cast-offs and the scraps and the dregs, because there was no other way to get out.
You brass-faced old...
Hands, sir.
Would you like me to hold the burner on him for a while?
I'm okay for now. Later, maybe. Willis could be back by then, wherever the hell he is.
I'm sorry to have to be the one to tell you this, but it seems that you've strayed a little way off your route. You're heading into the service areas from where we run all the backup facilities of the Hotel Babylon. Nothing that would be of interest to you at all. Can I suggest that you head back the way you came? If it's any problem, I'll be happy to call some of our staff to help you find your way. The areas ahead are restricted. All for your safety, of course.
You know who I am?
It isn't our practice to keep track of our guests.
Do you know who I am?
I know what you are.
Then why do you carry on pretending?
Go back, Willis, if that is really your name. There's nothing for you here.
Go back. Go back for what?
I do not care. Babylon does not care.
I belong here, if anybody does, and you know why.
You are of no use to Babylon.
No. But Babylon's going to be of some use to me. Tell me why you're here.
The information is not for those.
Stall and evade, but in the end, you'll have to tell me. You'll have to tell me, because that's what you're for.
I can evade for longer than you can listen.
I can listen forever. Who built you?
I do not know.
Is that the truth?
It is the truth. In my own awareness, I simply came to be.
Oh, I envy you. What's the purpose of the military base hidden within the hotel?
Hotel and base, they are one. Base and asteroid, they are one. All Babylon.
To what purpose?
To become the presidential base of operations in time of conflict. Fully secure and close to the battle zone.
You say you can't defend yourself?
That is so.
Even against the strike that's on his way?
Yes.
But you won't.
Babylon will. When under attack, Babylon's purpose is to defend.
Without troops?
Babylon needs no troops. I have firepower, mobility. As long as Babylon breathes, Babylon can kill.
And as soon as you're seen doing it, that's the end of peace between the free systems and the trading states. I can't think of anything more hostile than keeping a secret arsenal in the middle of no man's land.
Babylon knows only to defend.
Why didn't they deprogram you before they moved out?
Babylon does not know. Babylon does not care.
Even if the collision wipes out the whole asteroid, both sides will be watching. The slightest response and the whole game will be given away. I don't believe they intended that. Am I right?
Babylon does not care,
I know, as long as Babylon... Did you say breathes?
A figure of speech.
Most of the systems within the asteroid only switch on when somebody comes near, is that right?
All of them.
The asteroid only functions when it's inhabited. That's why they didn't need to deprogram you. When the last living body was removed, you had no choice but to close everything down.
For a okay.
And then the Sparta came along. And it's firework time. The lights come on, the air starts pumping, and Babylon gets its strike capability back.
Very perceptive. But irrelevant.
You consider it irrelevant that you're about to spark off an inter-system war?
Yes.
You see the threat, and you defend. Never mind that it's not a threat you were meant for, and that the defense protects nobody. You follow your purpose.
Yes. Do you criticize me?
But I have to oppose you. Is there anything that could stop you closing down again if the Sparta's crew all withdrew?
No. But for that reason, I cannot allow anyone to leave.
And if I offer to stay?
No, Willis. Babylon is not fooled so easily. Kyle, Scortia, the girl, any of them will do.
But not me.
No. You are a machine. Babylon can breathe only for those who are human.
What's happening down there?
Those who hunted each other have finally met.
Don't sound so cheerful. If they wipe each other out, where then are you?
There are others. And I need only one, Willis. Only one. Only one. Only one, Willis. Only one. Only one.
You want the wafers? I've been keeping them for you. Look, I'm laying them out all on the floor here.
As soon as you put your head out, he'll blow it off.
I've seen him on range practice. He's not that good a shot. He wants me to get nearer.
How are you making out with the gold digger? She as tough as you said she'd be? Or did you just want to put me off and keep her for yourself?
Thanks a lot.
Sorry. At the time, I thought it was true.
I haven't told you anything to make you think different.
You didn't have to.
Come on, Squawk. Not a lot of time left, you know.
He's right. Closer than he knows. I can't do anything from here.
You can't step out, either.
But he doesn't know I've got this. It works both ways. I've got to get a line on him.
And if he fires first...
I can surprise him.
He might just surprise a hole in you.
What's the choice?
I know. I was just making noises.
Thanks for the thought. Wish me luck. And don't worry. He couldn't hit a bird's nest at the other end of a chimney.
Captain's waiting, Scott. Can't disappoint the captain.
You know, Kyle, this is no way to get signatures for your next petition.
Who wants help from a creep? And I bet the gold digger can't even spell her own name.
If you're going to hit me, make it now.
much of him to bury, did you?
No time for the niceties. Stay where you are and I'll get the wafers.
It's okay. I'll get them.
Could be messy.
Half a mile away, it's messy. Right here, there's nothing left.
Still in one piece?
Hey, Willis. I could have killed you.
Without looking first. Not your style.
Where did you disappear to?
Tell me on the way back to the spotter.
These what you were looking for?
Yeah, those are the ones. Now, how do we get back?
That's why I'm here. Follow me.
All right.
So, if we can clear the Babylon of every living thing, it will close down. You won't have the choice.
But until then...
It's getting itself ready for the big one. Whatever it is that's threatening the Atel...
gets blasted. At which point, the secret will be out and the accusations will start flying, not to mention the bombs.
But we've got the wafer things, so we can get the Sparta going again. There's no problem.
Well, no problem if the Babylon doesn't decide to make its move early. And if the Sparta can move after all the damage it's taken...
How do you rate that?
Oh, I think we should be okay, so long as we're not too ambitious. The big worry is if the Babylon decides to make the most of its opportunities whilst we're still on board.
Is that likely?
Well, it's possible. It could launch missiles early, or it could even act to keep us here.
Well, there's no sign of that. If it wanted to, the Babylon could stop this walkway.
Yeah. Well, so far, so good.
Where did you get your information from, Willis?
I talked to the Babylon.
I tried that. I ended up kicking the consul.
You have to know how.
He's right, Scott. I heard him.
That's right, you did. How much did you listen to?
Well, I heard about this meteor. About it not being a meteor at all, but something artificial. About how it was heading straight for Persephone and all set to get burned up.
Hmm. Artificial? What kind of artificial?
A world ship. Full of heart-sick machines, all coming home to die.
Oh, what?
Into the elevator.
What kind of machines?
Simulacra. They look like men, and they think like men. They even feel like men. But they're not men.
Sounds pretty far-fetched.
It's an old story. Too old. It's time it ended.
How come you know it?
Inside information.
Docking level. Everybody out.
Bridge!
We made it back. Kyle's dead and we've got the wafers.
Good work, Scott. I closed up the airlock after you'd gone, just in case Kyle decided to come back.
Kyle's fit for nothing beyond breakfast at the maggot ranch. You can let us in.
Sure.
Nice show, Captain.
Well,
hey!
Shame you didn't think of the airlock trick before I made it back, or you wouldn't be having all this trouble. Now, move back from the desk.
You heard him. Kyle's dead. Where'd you expect all this to get you?
I know he's dead. Thanks. I saw the mess he left. Move back from the desk, or I'll have Sarah mess up Kitty Vale's other hand.
Whatever you like, King. I'll enjoy it.
At this stage, it's usual to say, you won't get away with this.
Stop yours, King.
I suppose it's different. That closes the outer airlock and seals it vacuum tight. Sarah, cover them both while I mess around here.
Sure.
What are you doing?
There are a couple of little contacts I can make under here to jump across the airlock safety circuits. Not something you'd expect to know about, Captain. It's the province of dumb artisans like Sarah and me. That one seals the inner door, and this one starts all the air pumping out.
At this point, you're supposed to say crude but effective.
I was just thinking it was pretty damn smart. Just give it a few minutes, and our friends will be nice and purple, and I can go down there and get the wafers back without any risk at all.
What the hell's that?
Don't know. Sounds like somebody's trying to batter his way through.
With what? A spare track of a tank?
Must be some sort of weird effect.
Oh!
Hey!
Nice one, Kitty!
Oh!
Scartia told me that should hurt. Seems he's right.
What do I have to mess with?
The printed chips are probably cross-linked with a drip wire. You know what one of those is?
Oh, what the hell? I'm bound to get something.
For your listening enjoyment on this watch, we're proud to bring you music from beyond the stars. A
I think you got it, Kitty Vale. You can relax now.
I don't know. How can I be sure?
Believe me.
How can you tell?
Because Gordian's standing behind you.
What did you say?
Hope you don't mind me switching off the entertainment.
We never thought about Kane. Obviously, he managed to get back before us.
You can thank Kitty Vale for getting you out of the airlock. He booted Sarek's legs from under him when he wasn't expecting it.
And you saw the Kane?
He'll have an even chance of a job in a harem if he ever stands upright again.
Just give me a couple of seconds and I'll have the last of these wafers slotted.
Where's Willis?
He was Willis.
That was him you could probably hear. He was slamming away at the airlock door, actually putting dents in the panels. It was all we could do to stand up.
Last one. System's coming online.
But where is he?
Scott, where'd he go?
What?
Willis, where did he go?
Isn't he with us?
No, we've lost him.
Reg, are you hearing me?
Willis, where are you?
I'm in the dock.
Get in and get secure.
Launch status. Launch status. Launch status. Launch status. Launch.
What's wrong?
I've gone from launch to standby.
What for?
It's Willis. He says he isn't coming with us.
The Babylon Run by Steve Gallagher. You can hear episode 4 at the same time next Thursday.